Anyhow, any thoughts about, people have speculated those ever since, that patient, I remember hearing about that patient from Dennis who had that, prolonged response, about what differentiates them. Is it the host? Is it the tumor? Is it the immune system? Anything?
It's probably a combination. There was this case series like 5 years ago that was presented at one of the meetings looking at characteristics of patients who have durable remissions. And they tend to be patients with hormone receptor negative disease, liver mets, de novo metastatic breast cancer. And my concern is, look, these patients, we're not following them long enough. We haven't seen them long enough to know if it's truly going to come back. We need like 20-year follow-up. I feel like this disease has turned into a disease like hormone receptor positive, HER2 negative. And so it looks like everyone's doing great for 5 years, but maybe what we've done is put the tumors down quietly and they've gone into sort of dormancy, and then later on, you're going to see recurrences. And that's why I think in the early stage setting, it's so important for us to do these long-term 10-year, 15-year follow-ups on our patients. I don't think we would have appreciated that a quarter of our patients, treated with adjuvant trastuzumab will recur. 15% of node negative will recur at the 8 to 10 year mark. Those curves on the Kaplan-Meier have not leveled out completely. And I think in the metastatic setting too, I'm very cautious about stopping HER2 targeted therapy. There are some patients who are probably cured, but I am not smart enough to pick them out.
Yeah, when you were talking about the dilemma stopping in this lady, it did remind me of all these discussions you hear about endocrine therapy and you stop it. And part of it's almost psychologic that there's a chance and you hate to think that it could be correlated with stopping therapy. I've always been curious too, do you see more delayed recurrences with ER positive, HER2 positive, as opposed to ER negative, HER2 positive?
That's my sense. We don't have long enough follow-up, but if you look at the long-term follow-up, we are seeing more recurrences, and there was some data presented at ASCO on long-term follow-up from the joint analysis where it's very similar to the data from the PAN et al. New England Journal of Medicine 20-year follow-up, and the EBCTCG Oxford Overview looking at long-term outcomes for ER-positive breast cancer, very similar for ER-positive, HER2-positive breast cancer, where the recurrences happen later on and steady. They never go to zero, so they continue on. And that's why I do think it's important that we offer our patients the best in endocrine therapy. We don't ignore endocrine therapy and HER2-positive, including ovarian suppression in the highest risk, and give them the systemic therapy that's going to give them the best chance of outcome. And I really feel we should be looking at CDK4/6 inhibitors in the highest risk ER positive, HER2 positive breast cancers in the adjuvant setting, but that's a long way coming, I think.